We're absolutely delighted and obviously very proud, as you can imagine. Lots of excitement, but equally lots of trepidation, and it's all a bit scary, to be honest.
Oh, what's it like up there at the moment? What's the atmosphere like?
The atmosphere, to start with, at the beginning of the week, we came up on Sunday, and it was reasonably calm. There were players around, but each day that goes by, it gets a little bit more tenser, and you can, it's like a build-up, and more people are arriving, and the security, everything slightly changes little bit by little bit each day. And today, it's a reasonably calm day. It's not raining, which it was yesterday. So the weather looks set to be better today. We're just having a quiet day this morning. We're staying just outside St Andrews because he's not off playing until this afternoon. So Suzanne, we're trying to keep things.
Suzanne, it's not a surprise he's into golf particularly, because there was a hint in the family, shall we say.
Yes, yeah, his father's a golf pro, a club professional. And so he's always been very sporty, played lots of sports, including golf.
So how young did you start him?
He was hitting plastic clubs, balls and clubs from when he could walk, really. But he didn't play serious golf until he was probably 12, 13. And he came through the ranks of the Surrey squad, played county level and then got on the England squad, and it went from there, really.
Now, he's just completed a scholarship in the US.
So
he's been away from home. What's it like actually being there, watching him as he plays at the home of golf, St Andrews?
Well, as a golfer and as a golfer, if you could pick an open to play in, you'd naturally pick St Andrews because it's the home of golf. It's every boy, every golfer's dream. It's just absolutely fantastic. To stand on that like hallowed turf and walk over this Wilkin Bridge is every young guy's dream.
And do you get treated? Yeah, do you get treated any differently? Because many of us have actually stood and watched at the various golf exhibitions and all of that in Surrey. But when you're at the side and your mum, are you treated any differently?
No, I'm exactly the same as everybody else. Obviously we've got tickets through them that allows us, or has allowed us up until now, to be the other side of the ropes in practice days. But today we'll be a spectator like everybody else.
Irish amateur Paul Dunn currently 3-under after 5 holes, so that must be giving Ben some hope.
To be honest, we haven't looked at the scores yet, so you're telling me something.
Probably best.
That's a cracking start.
All right, and you're going to be doing that line, that we've all seen in Tom and Jerry, that's my boy.
Exactly, yes.
You can tell she's in shock.
It's absolutely fantastic.
Are you standing there thinking, am I really here? Is this all a dream?
That's exactly how we feel, actually, Kate. You stand there, and we've been here virtually, but I think until we get there today and the sands are full and you're literally the other side of the road, he's playing, on the fairway, you'd be thinking, wow.
Well, look, our fingers are crossed for you. How is his golf at the moment?
He's been playing pretty good. Obviously he played well to get here. He qualified through the various stages, and he had a great finish to his college career. He's on form. He seems pretty calm at the moment. As I said, we've been trying to keep things quiet. He's very happy with the guys he's playing with. He's playing with Brett Romford and Tom Gillis, the American who was beaten by Jordan Spieth for the John Deere Classic. So he's got some good guys. So he's looking forward to playing with those. We'll just see what happens out there this afternoon.